Yay, we're live. Yeah, I'm not gonna pull an a-hole move today.
Hold on a minute.
So anyways. Hi everyone, we're back for another episode of MangaCast. This time we're actually a little later than usual. But tonight I have with me two of my normal co-hosts. I have Tyler.
Hello.
And I also have Corey.
Hey, guys.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't know if he stepped away from his mic.
I'm here.
Okay. We were going to have our fifth member on, but circumstances took him elsewhere for now, which I'll leave there. And we're going to go ahead and talk a bit about some of the Pokemon information that's come out recently, dealing with Worlds, and Nationals. I'll leave it that way because there is a lot that's gonna happen. That's gonna be changing soon, and I need to make sure that it's out there.
What university does he go to?
The University of Suckup.
University of Dumbass?
Whoops.
I don't care.
University of... Who gives a shit?
I go to a university and I still balance my time. Like, how is it... my gosh, dude. I feel like he has excuses because he's too busy over there fapping to freaking, what's her name?
Camila? Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Hold on a moment.
Anyways, though, like I said, we're going to cover a few things, but the one thing I want to cover is when it comes to Pokemon Go, if any of us end up being a part of it, on the podcast, we're actually going to stay hush-hush about it. But outside of this, we might talk to each other about it. Just no telling as of right now, because I know none of us have gotten our invites yet, and so that's just gonna let me move on to a bit of the video game news, which if you missed out on getting a Mew code back in February, you will have another opportunity to get one through the Trainer Club newsletter in June. But you have to make sure that you're okay to get newsletters before June 1st. So for most of you, that'll be like, you have to do it today kind of thing. Let's see, the Vettel event's over with, and I'm not seeing anything else as of right now, other than we're waiting for, it's 3 days from today, from recording, that we will get the new Pokemon Sun and Moon information. And do you guys have any prediction of what we might see?
I have many predictions.
All right, I'll just let you take it all then. Take the stage, my friend.
Hold on, I gotta switch my number lock. I have a prediction that they're gonna show the second starters, hopefully, more of the islands of Alola, and I hope they go into a little bit more in-depth about the character customization, because I've been a big fan of that since X and Y. I make my character look like me. He's got the same colors that I wear, so I'm like, yeah!
Yeah, I would love to see more in-depth on the character customization, but my biggest thing I want to see is... Well, the biggest thing I really want to see is a few more of the new Pokemon altogether. especially a name for the that dog like one we saw in the newest trailer. And by newest, I mean like it's a couple weeks old, but still. It showed the trainer coming out of their house, and there's a new Pokemon standing off to the side. And I would love to at least like know what it is. Is it going to be, you know, the obligatory common normal type that you'll find on the first route? But, you know, there's a lot of questions that are coming up, and so few answers at the moment. So it's rough to give a good prediction of what we might see, but the biggest thing I would hope that they'll show us would be maybe final evolutions to the starters, or at least give us the full evolutionary line, but usually that doesn't happen until we get closer to the end of all the updates. And kind of with that, I think we touched on it once before, but I'm going to touch on it really quickly right now, because a lot of people are saying that because of the code diving on the web page and where they found the ground typing for the starters, I want to say that it's not going to be ground fire, because then they're flipping the two positions for Litten. It's more than likely we might actually get a grass ground instead for Rowlet. And did I lose everybody?
Huh? I'm still here.
I'm wow, just listening.
A simultaneous huh? I just want to make sure I didn't lose like both of you on this, because my computer has been acting up tonight, and I'm really fearing it just like acting up one more time. But that's what I say, the data divers actually found that where the position for the ground typing was does not look like it's in favor of Litten becoming fire ground. So here's hoping for something unique.
All right, Tyler, what are you looking forward to, or what are your predictions for Sun and Moon?
I gotta clear my throat. Hold on.
There's that.
Oh, let me clear my throat too.
Oh. Probably a gym leader of some sort. Probably the next evolution, the starters. I don't know. Maybe a boat.
Maybe a boat.
I wasn't thinking much into this, dude. I've had a lot going on.
Oh yeah, I understand.
I think we should all agree on one prediction: what the next evolution will be.
I would hope for a new one, because, you know, them just giving us Sylveon in 6th gen really broke the tradition, which I know that's what they've been aiming for more of late, is breaking tradition. You know, keeping everyone on their toes, but at the same time, it's like, you kind of made Sylveon extremely unbalanced when you gave it the hidden ability, and then, oh hey look, Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, it gets Hyper Voice. It's powerful already. Why did we need to give it Hyper Voice?
just gonna say this right now. I'm not a fan of evolutions. I'm sorry.
Don't ever say that when Vinny's around.
Well,
he will convince you that evolutions are the best freaking thing ever. And I know this for a fact because I know Vinny personally. Oh my god.
Me, dude. I'm just letting you know. If you really want to know why I don't like Eevee, I will say it off the podcast because no, I will not freaking go there.
Okay, good, good. Let's not go there.
I really dislike Eevees, and there's a reason behind it.
Yeah, and so I would love for us to see the next forms for the starters at least. Or even just finally giving us the name of the mascots.
Yeah, all we know is their trademark names, Solgaleo and Lunala.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes the trademark names never get used. It has happened a few times. Like, they do have a trademark for Pokemon Brown. I mean, that's going to be a shitty game, obviously, but...
A whole bunch of Bidoofs.
Hey,
it's the Bidoof region.
It's the Bidoof region. Your professor is Professor Bidoof. Your three starter Pokemon are Bidoof, Bidoof, and Bidoof.
And your rival uses Magikarp.
And your rival uses Magikarp. And all
does anyone know what's happening in freaking Hong Kong right now?
No.
Apparently... Fans in Hong Kong protest Pokemon characters' name change. Protesters marched through the Chinese city over Nintendo's plan to use the Madarin Chinese translation for over 100 Pokemon characters in the Hong Kong version of Sun and Moon. Good job, China!
I'm sorry, but what, China?
Fine, I'll just type it out. It's
no, I heard it.
It's basically...
You're saying, what the fuck, China?
Yeah, China, it's like, you guys are getting mad over one thing. It's like, you know, the real thing you should get mad about is the fact that we've got to wait until November for the games to come out. I'm like, I'm not even mad. I wouldn't be mad about name changes or anything like that. I'd be just pissed off of the fact that it's like, we've got to wait until November.
Yeah, we have bastards. To wait until November just to get our Pokemans.
So, yeah, and now going to what I was saying about worlds earlier is actually there's a new formula coming up. And by new formula, I mean it's literally changing the way
things are going to be.
Hey guys, I will be right back.
Okay.
Interruption continues.
Yeah. Let's see. It was... Okay, here it is. If you plan on becoming competitive and you are over... You are 18 or over... you will actually have a choice of the scholarship or cash. Let me repeat that again. You can choose between cash or scholarships.
I think it's pretty clear what I will choose.
Scholarship?
Yes.
Pay off the damn debts, right?
Yeah, I have a freaking huge debt now.
Yeah. And, I mean, it says a lot, but now... If you're a TCG player and you go to Nationals, and I'm going to start from the reverse. I'm going to actually climb up the ladder of amounts. For, you know, 33rd to 64th place, you will be able to get a cash prize of $500. 17th place to 32nd, $750. 9th place to 16th place, $1,000. 5th to 8th, that will be $1,500. Give me 1 second. There we go. I want to make sure my recording doesn't stop on me. So then 3rd and 4th will be $2,500. 2nd place, $5,000. And 1st place will be $10,000. Now, mind you, that's only for national TCG players. And you have to make one of those positions. So the lowest position you can hit is 64th.
Yeah.
Now, on the other side of this, which comes down for the VGC National Championships, it's a smaller bracket, but here's where it goes from. 9th to 16th place is $1,500.
Holy crap.
5th? Oh, wait, sorry. I was looking at the wrong one. That's Worlds. Nationals for VGCs from 9th to 16th place is 500.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Then 5th to 8th is 750. Then 3rd to 4th is $1,500. 2nd place is $2,500, and 1st place is $5,000. Now, you notice there's a drastic difference between being a TCG player and a VGC player by literally almost half the amount.
And I still play TCG more, I guess.
It's like, well, the TCG, they're expecting people to pay out more money for all the cards and everything else, which is, you know, the right idea, except for one little problem. Most people are buying singles. So the profit the Pokemon company should be getting, they really aren't getting. Because of, you know, the ability to buy singles from card shops.
Yeah. I enjoy it all the time, card shops.
Yeah, I know. I know the feels. Now, when it comes to Worlds for TCG, this is where things get a little more interesting. For the TCG, starting from 17th to 32nd place is $1,500. 9th to 16th place will get $2,500. 5th to 8th, $5,000. 3rd and 4th, $7,500. And then 2nd place, $15,000. And 1st place, $25,000. And mind you, you have to be 18 years of age in order to be eligible for this amount. So, now, for VGC players that go to Worlds, it's, you know, 9th to 16th place is $1,500. 5th to 8th, $3,000. 3rd and 4th is $5,000. 2nd is $7,500. And 1st place is $10,000.
Starting nothing.
Yeah, and I mean, think about it this way. If you are the person who wins your nationals for TCG, that's $10,000. And then you, let's say you make it into Worlds and you only make maybe 8th place. You've still made $15,000 for the year.
Yeah.
And in most cases, you've spent less than that building your deck. Now, how much you spent on your travel is where things become different. Now, I do know that there's probably some that are going to find out. The other information is, actually, if you're under the age of 18, there is a little... there is something else, actually, there, too. If you're under 18, you have the choice between the scholarship or a travel certificate if you're in the top 8. Or, so, you know... You can choose the scholarship or the travel certificate. But if you're ninth place or lower, you would just have the travel certificate. You wouldn't even get the choice of a scholarship.
So, wow.
So I mean, you think about it though, it pays up a trip. If you're literally anywhere from, you know, I think it's like fifth on back, you can have a travel one paid up. So that becomes actually quite handy if you're trying to get into Worlds. So, yeah, the pups just came back into the room.
Oh, that was...
No. They've been out for the night, and they just got back in their where they sleep. So you know, becoming a competitive player is going to drastically change now. You know, it's for some people it's going to be about the money. For others, it's still going to be for the fun of it. For me personally, I mean, the money is nice and everything else, but looking at it this way, I'm a VGC player. Even getting 16th place, that's $500 for nationals. You know what? Yeah. I would be happy with $500. Because going to nationals, that would pay my hotel and part of my trip. And you know what? That just basically means that my trip was mostly paid up for me. But with that being said, you know, this is going to be implemented starting... I think it's actually starting now, as of now. I'm rechecking my wording to make sure. First time in history, yeah. Yeah, it's starting up this year. At least for the video game side, they're going to start doing that. For the TCG side, that might not be until next year, but it still follows the same tiering system. So if you're a TCG player and you happen to make nationals and you get, you know, you don't make top 8, you still could be walking out of there with $1,000 if you're over the age of 18. And I know for some people, they're going to be like, $1,000 isn't much. But you think about it, that's $1,000 you did not go there with. That's still $1,000 to take home.
Yeah, and, 8 plus all points.
Yeah, and it's like, I mean, getting points for going to Worlds for video game players is kind of rough when you're in the Midwest. Because you really have to hit, like, the two that come out here during the year. Or that come near you. Like, in my case, even if I went to Madison and, you know, made the top... like literally top cut the whole thing and won the whole thing, I still wouldn't have enough points for Worlds. I would have to go to Nationals and even hit high numbers in there just to get close enough to going to Worlds to be able to have my invite.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah, so it's not an easy thing where like TCG players, you've got cities, you've got states, Then you've got regionals, then you've got nationals, and then you have ultimately enough that you can accumulate four worlds. And you don't even have to go to nationals to get in, to get your invite to worlds. If you hit enough states and regionals and cities, you can get your points. And that's how a lot of them end up making it there. And it's like, I feel it is slightly unfair to the video game players. You know, we always...
What are we talking about?
Oh, the structure for how the championships is kind of... The championship series is held. We've already gone through the tiering for the money if you're over 18. And the fact that right now it's only guaranteed guaranteed to be implemented for the VGC side. It's not been clarified whether it's TCG as well yet. But we were talking about how, you know, if you go to a regionals, and like in my case, I'm a VGC player, getting, you know, like 16th place, that leaves me with $500 walking out with. And that would pay the majority of my trip. Whereas, you know, TCG player for nationals, hitting 16th, that's $1,000 in your pocket. So,
yeah.
You know, and I do understand, you know, TCG players, they do spend more money on building their deck, having it look nice, but, you know, two of the cards that exist, well, one of the cards that exist for most decks to be considered, you know, top tiering, those are $150 cards right now. And I cannot see spending $150 on a card that might be cycled out as of, you know, after August. Because we have no idea how they're going to do the format for the next year. Whereas in VGCs, the first regionals of the, well, the last regionals of 2016 is going to be still in Oris. And then the following one is going to be based on the Alola decks. Alola decks.
I can't wait to see freaking Pokemon cards of Litten, Popplio, and Rollet.
Yeah, and Lunala EX, and Solgaleo.
Solgaleo EX.
Yeah, because we know they're going to get an EX no matter what. And I'm really hoping that we get some answers to what form of evolution is Ash's Greninja. They're really keeping that a secret.
My theory on that, it's synchro evolution. But that's just my theory.
Yeah, and to go aside with you know, talking about the anime is the fact that we have the next three episodes coming up later this coming month. And so June 16th, June 30th, and July 7th. We have the episode titles for those. Hearts Burst at the Ingenuity Festival. Then it's Kalos League Begins, Mega Charizard Showdown, X versus Y.
Does that mean Ash is going to have his Charizard and have Mega Stone Y?
I highly doubt it.
Oh, come on, let Ash have the Mega Stone.
I highly doubt it for one reason, unless he gets the stones in the previous episode. He's not going to have them.
Oh.
But what this does refer to, though, is It refers to Alon finally facing down the other Mega Charizard.
I wonder if that's going to be the Mega Evolution special.
No, well, they're done with actually the Mega Evolution specials. They're done.
Oh yeah, I just realized that. Duh.
Yeah, once they finally showed that him and Ash crossed paths, that was them saying now he's going to be a part of the series. And he will be appearing so often, and Ash has already had his rematch with him in Japan. And it was Mega Charizard X versus, you know, Ash Greninja, and if Ash and Greninja's synchronized signals or wavelengths would have remained strong enough, they would have actually beat Alon right then and there. The only reason they didn't beat Alon was because the water shuriken that keeps forming on Greninja's back overstresses their connection. And as of the current episode in Japan, they've gotten closer to remaining in sync while that forms. And so in the next episode, more than likely, it's going to finally trigger and they're going to be in complete control and be able to maintain that form for a long period of time. So it's looking interesting what's coming up. And I really hope... excuse me, I'm sorry about that.
I'm sorry.
It's like freaking... My body's just like, go to sleep, and I'm like, no! but no, the next episode after that Mega Charizard showdown is Mega Sceptile versus Raichu. I received some experience. This kid annoys me so much. And don't get me wrong, I understand why he's in the series, but he has to write every single detail of his battles down in a notebook.
Sawyer?
Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, please, somebody shoot him. Please, anyone. It's like, I don't know how you and your Sceptile gained such a trusting bond when you are so indecisive in your battles until finally you came across Ash, who basically said, who needs to write shit down? I'm just going to wing it. I don't care about type advantages or not. Which is classic Ash anyways. And every time he just doesn't go, type advantage means nothing. And he wins because of type advantage. It's like, you win against the fairy gym. You sent in Halucha, who has weakness to fairies. You're lucky you had him using steel type moves. Or, I forgot what specific typing, but. And then when you had your. Not Talonflame, but, Fletchender. In there. You had a fire type which resisted fairy. You weakened her because of the fact you resisted fairy type moves. You just didn't know you had advantage at the time. So, Ash is an idiot. Ash is going to lose at the Kalos League. We know it. We just don't know which place he's going to lose. Because it's a guaranteed formula, he's going to lose, because then that allows him to move on to the next region. Which then also means goodbye, Serena. Because she will not be joining him.
Do you think so?
Following the trend that they've been setting, yeah. And even if she does follow him, they're going to probably change her look again. Because they're going to be on a tropical island.
That's true.
But I have a feeling at least Clement should not be joining them in the next region. But
is he the gym leader?
Huh?
He's the gym leader or whatever?
Yeah, and he's not going to really leave his robot in control of the league while he goes and goes island hopping. But then again, we are talking about, you know, Clement and Bonnie. And she'll want to go just because she can. But yeah, so I mean, we'll probably be back with once we get the news of what's really coming out on the 2nd. If it's a big impactful news, we'll probably do a quick recording that night or that afternoon. Whatever works for everyone. So let's hope we get some good information. And then ultimately we should be hearing about the plot line behind the movie soon too.
Boy, I can't wait for that.
Yeah, that's releasing in just under 2 months now. So we're just hoping for some good stuff, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, and before I forget, starting on the 1st, you can download your Manaphy. Now, what this also means is for any of you that get your Manaphy, put it in the daycare with Ditto, and you can get your Fion as well. So, you download Manaphy via the internet. There is no serial code this time, so it should all work out pretty quick and easy. And with that, I think I'm out of information for now.
I'm out of information too. Until we have, hold on, let me see. We have 57 hours until information leaks.
I want to say 57 hours.
It's that would be for me and Kisuke.
Yeah,
yours would be basically 59 hours.
Let's say until they announce it to everyone at the same time.
Well, yeah, so either way, you still have 57 hours.
Wait, when's the announcement? Or is it just like June 2nd, that's it?
It's a specific time on June 2nd. Second.
For us, it's 6 in the morning.
Yeah, so for you, it'd be like 4 in the morning.
Fuck that. What the fuck?
Don't worry, I'll write it down. I'll write down everything I see.
Well, my thing is, depending on what the information is, I know Game Explain will probably talk about it right afterwards.
All I know is, as soon as I turn my phone on, it's going to go, beep, beep, you got fucking 20 messages.
Your phone's gonna be like, nope, fuck this, I quit.
No, the fact that you guys like, I left my phone sitting next to me today, and I'm literally like sleeping and taking a nap, and all of a sudden it starts going off, and I'm like, I start waking up, I'm like, why is my phone like blowing up? Like, who the fuck is like messaging me like 20 million times? And then I look and I'm like, the group chat. I thought I muted that. Why the fuck is
Because I ended up changing like the order you guys were in. Because for some reason on my Facebook, I couldn't see the chat. On my phone, I could see the chat. And at the time, I needed to let you guys know something on the on Facebook. Oh yeah, for anyone who freaking has the Pokemon Bank and hasn't done this yet, Get your Reggies.
Shit, I gotta do that.
That's what I just looked at. I'm scrolling through like my news feeds on Facebook, and it happened to pop up, and I was like, really? So, yeah.
Thanks to the Rude Awakening.
We're sorry. I'm not sorry.
Having a good nap, and then, nope.
Dude, what is this thing called nap?
I need it now.
You go and get one. I'm gonna just go ahead and say it. We will see you guys on the next episode, and hopefully when we actually do our normal recording, which is in 2 weeks, we should have all five of us on at once, I hope.
Yeah, I hope so too.
I hope so, but the other thing too, what I'm going to try and do is I'm still talking to the one person I've been trying to get on the episode with us. I would have had her this past weekend, but she was at a convention the whole weekend. So, here's hoping that next time I'll be able to get her on.
Alright.
So with that, good night, everyone.
Night, everybody.
Good night. Oh.